President Obama has commuted the sentences of more federal inmates than the last 10 presidents combined. Many of those who saw their sentences shortened are from Texas, mostly doing time on drug-related charges, and they've all accepted the president's offer, until now, that is. At a low-security prison in Beaumont, one inmate said no. That caught the attention of Gregory Corti, a White House correspondent for USA Today, who's been covering the president's commutations. Gregory, welcome to The Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So as I understand it, you were trying to match some numbers here. You had a list of those who had been granted clemency from the White House, and the numbers didn't add up.
Yeah, I'd been keeping my own list to try to keep track of who had been granted clemency on what kinds of charges, how long their sentence had been, how much time the president is shaving off these sentences in this program to shorten the sentences of drug offenders.
Uh-huh.
And my list had 775 as of last week, and the White House list had 774, so something didn't add up. And it turned out that discrepancy was caused by an inmate in Texas by the name of Arnold Ray Jones.
Who is this Arnold Ray Jones? Do you know much about him?
I don't know a whole lot about him other than the fact that he was convicted of drug trafficking as part of some kind of a drug trafficking ring in Lubbock in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the first time that he had been convicted of drug trafficking. And he's been in a federal prison ever since. He's now in a low-security federal prison in Beaumont, Texas. He applied to President Obama for clemency under this clemency initiative, which is this program that the Obama administration has to try to shorten the sentences of these drug offenses that had been given. You know, we had drug offenders in the war on drugs given 10, 20, 30-year sentences. In his case, he was charged with a lot more, but he was ultimately convicted of selling less than 50 grams of crack cocaine. But, there were other sort of extenuating circumstances giving his record, and he got a long prison sentence.
I guess I don't understand why someone would apply for clemency under this program, but then say, no thanks.
Well, and so the only thing that changed between the time he applied and the time that he was granted clemency was that President Obama put a string attached to it, and that was enrollment in this residential drug treatment program, a 9-month program that the Bureau of Prison does. My understanding, it's a very intensive sort of treatment. They spend 4 hours a day in community therapy, and then you work for the rest of the day. You're separated from the rest of the general population. And so the only reason that he would have changed his mind between the time he applied and the time that he got clemency was that he just didn't want to go through this drug treatment program.
Gregory, you've as you say, been covering this issue for some time. Is there precedent for this, for someone to say, I'd rather be in prison than get out and be a part of a drug treatment program?
So far as I can tell, yeah, well, for this clemency initiative, it certainly is the first time. There have been cases in history where people have refused clemency, either because they didn't think that the clemency was enough or because it had some other strings attached. So one of the more famous cases might be Jimmy Hoffa, who was granted a pardon, which is a form of clemency, mm-hmm. by President Nixon,
right.
and told, you can't participate in the Teamsters anymore. He accepted that pardon, but then challenged the condition that he not participate in the Teamsters as unconstitutional. That challenge was up in the air by the time he disappeared, so that was never really resolved. But there's all sorts of cases where people might have been granted clemency on the condition they'd be deported, or there's some other string attached that they didn't want to comply with.
We're out of time, but do you know what happens now? Will Jones have to serve out the rest of his sentence, to your knowledge?
Well, unless he changes his mind again, and even if he does, I would imagine he would have to reapply to the Justice Department. I don't know that President Obama would be predisposed to give him a second chance at a second chance here. In that case, he would have to serve out his sentence. He's got as many as 6 years left on his sentence, but if he has good time, that could shorten it out to 3. Under the terms of President Obama's clemency grant, he could have gotten out in 2.
Gregory Corti, White House correspondent for USA Today. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Hey, anytime.